Cindy comes ashore.
The beaches are disappearing now. It's getting pretty bad.
Senate Republicans to unveil health plan.
It's going to do away with large swaths of Obamacare.
Airport knife attack.
We have no information to suggest a wider plot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Tropical storm Cindy blasted ashore a few hours ago in southwestern Louisiana, packing top sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. It's already been a big rainmaker.
I've never seen this kind of water.
These two men live along coastal Alabama, where floodwaters are rising.
The stuff that's damaged in the house is just stuff. You know, it can be replaced.
CBS's David Begno is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
The floodwater is knee-deep where we are, and it has continued to rise overnight. Get this, we are 300 miles east of where this tropical storm made landfall overnight. But the Weather Service told us, don't focus on the landfall because the worst from this tropical storm will be to the east. And they were right. Where we're standing, they've got up to and over 11 inches of rain.
A 10-year-old boy on vacation in Alabama was killed yesterday when he was hit by a log carried in by a large wave. Two deaths are blamed on the searing heat wave that scorched the Southwest.
I think these deaths are a very sober reminder that heat can kill.
Sarah Cody is a health officer in California's Santa Clara County. Both victims were elderly.
One was homeless and died in a vehicle, and the other was not homeless and died outside.
Phoenix set a record for the date yesterday with a high of 117. 113 is expected today. Now to Washington, where a big reveal is expected from Senate Republicans. The health care bill that's been worked on behind closed doors. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Like the House bill, it's going to do away with large swaths of Obamacare, including the individual mandate and Obamacare's taxes. But the Senate version would not cut Medicaid as quickly as the House GOP version would. It will also keep more of Obamacare's protections in place for people with pre-existing conditions than the House bill would. And the tax credits in the Senate bill for people who are on the individual market would be based on income, not on age, like the House bill.
Amid all the uncertainty of what's ahead, Anthem Blue Cross says it will exit health care exchanges in Wisconsin and Indiana. Last night, President Trump went to the state that was the first stop on his road to the White House to rally the faithful. We're live this morning with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In Cedar Rapids, Iowa, the president was in his element, railing against Democrats and the press and crowing about the Republicans' wins in special election in Georgia and South Carolina this week.
Between the two of them, that was a big night. So we're 5-0 in special elections, 5-0.
He also made two new proposals, a measure to bar admitted immigrants from receiving welfare for 5 years, and he revealed this idea for the border wall.
We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall, so it creates energy and pays for itself.
The president also shrugged off talk of the Russia probe, calling it once again a phony witch hunt. Steve?
Well, Democrats on a House committee are calling on the White House to release documents about security clearances granted to advisor Jared Kushner and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. A letter expressed serious concerns about how classified information was handled. The stabbing of a police officer at the airport in Flint, Michigan yesterday is being called an act of terror. The FBI's David Gellio says it's believed the 49-year-old Canadian suspect was acting alone.
He continued to exclaim Allah, and he made a statement something to the effect of, you have killed people in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and we are all going to die.
The officer suffered a neck wound. He's in satisfactory condition. The judge in the Bill Cosby sex assault trial has ordered the names of the jurors who deadlocked in the case to be publicly released. One is already speaking out while remaining anonymous. Live to CBS's Peter King.
That juror says there were two holdouts among the 7 men and 5 women deliberating the case, and while they first voted to acquit Cosby of aggravated indecent assault, just 10 of the 12 felt that he was guilty of 2 of the 3 charges against him. That juror tells ABC News that the two holdouts wouldn't budge no matter what. Emotions were high in the jury room, with crying and one juror punching a wall. The judge declared a mistrial, of course, and prosecutors now say they hope to retry Cosby within the next 4 months. Steve?
Well, first, the aftermath of the police shooting of Philando Castile was live-streamed by his girlfriend last summer. Then, just this week, video emerged of the shots being fired into his car outside St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, CBS's Maria Villarreal tells us video that's emerged includes the woman's young daughter.
The mother and the girl were both placed in the backseat of a patrol car.
It's okay, I'm right here with you.
The young girl comforts her mother.
Please help me, because I'm screaming because I don't want you to get shot.
Okay, give me a kiss. I can't believe they just did that.
Safer.
The pair pray, unaware Castile has died.
Last week, a jury acquitted the officer in the case. A funeral set for today for Otto Warmbier, the college student held by North Korea who died this week. CBS's Michelle Miller.
All around Warmbier's hometown of Wyoming, Ohio, blue and white ribbons are fluttering in his honor. Jay Klein was Warmbier's teammate on the soccer team.
He really, really just cared about everybody at the school. He's a brilliant kid, and he wanted to experience all different cultures around the world.
Your abounding love for life.
At the University of Virginia, where he would have graduated this year, a candlelight vigil was held Tuesday night. Alex Vagonis was his girlfriend.
Being with Otto made life all the more beautiful.
Overseas in Iraq, with the pressure on ISIS holdouts in the country's second largest city, Mosul, there's word the terror group blew up a historic 12th century mosque. Lise Grande is the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Iraq.
The destruction of the mosque is symbolic in many ways. It was where the caliphate was declared. It's been the center of IS activities, and the fact that it's now gone is clearly a milestone.
The AAA predicts a record number of people will travel over the upcoming July 4th holiday. It estimates 44.2 million will go at least 50 miles from home. That's almost 3% higher than last year. You're listening to the World News Roundup, winner of the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Newscast. A new study looks at gun ownership in this country. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
Americans are buying fewer guns for hunting and recreation, more for self-defense. Tougher laws have contributed to the shift.
Those laws, which really bolstered the legal standing for the use of firearms in self-defense, started to proliferate in 2005.
The study was headed by Boston U professor Michael Siegel.
Weapons are becoming increasingly lethal and increasingly more designed for concealed carry.
He says something happened in the mid-2000s that changed the perception of the role of firearms in society. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
When the BBC's News at 10 went on the air Tuesday night from London, viewers heard nothing. What they saw was anchor Hugh Edwards with a stern look on his face, but he said nothing for about 4 full minutes while staffers worked on a technical glitch. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.